welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me. I do welcome you to the broadcast in Jesus' wonderful name. And as I sought the Lord for what He would have me share with you today and the next couple of days, He spoke to me about the importance of how God's people need healing of wounds. Beloved, mankind is terribly broken. When sin entered the world, everything about our environment, even about our very person, our soul nature, we became darkened. We became influenced by sin. And one look at the world today is pretty evident and obvious declaration of the fact of how far we've fallen from that state of perfection when mankind began, when God created Adam and Eve. This is the effect of sin. And, you know, the wages of sin is death. And we're seeing death in so many ways today. Not only people literally being killed, but death of morality, death of all that's noble and good. There's perilous times coming upon the face of the earth, even as the scripture declared would happen. So the unsaved, many times what they're working out their frustration, their angers, because of deep wounds within them. That doesn't justify what they do, but beloved, that's why Jesus came, to heal the wounds of mankind. And many times, even as Christians, we are born again. Our spirit is whole and perfect, and nothing can be added to them. We're born again. Our spirit's perfect, but our soul man suffers the effect of the years, perhaps, we've walked in the ways of the world. And we need healing of the wounds that we've inflicted on ourselves and that others have done in the circumstances of life. People are hurting, and that's why Jesus came into the world. When we look at the Old Testament, there's so many beautiful prophetic expressions of the ministry of the Messiah when He was to come. And it foretells the reasons why Jesus came to earth, and to heal broken and wounded spirits was just one of those reasons. Psalm 147 and 3 says, and it's referring to Jesus, He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. And we see hundreds of years later this scripture fulfilled, recorded in the gospel record, the very things that Jesus prophetically, it was declared He would do, He did. He set at liberty those that were bruised. In fact, in Luke, the 4th chapter, verse 18, Jesus declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised," fulfilling the words of Isaiah hundreds of years before. And so when the Word of God emphasizes the reason for Jesus' coming in Luke, it was the fulfillment of the prophecy that He would come, and just as the prophets had said, He did that. So during His lifetime, and of course it didn't stop when Jesus went to heaven, since that time, through His disciples, through His church and body, Jesus has reached out to people everywhere who have heartaches and problems that they can't deal with. In today's fast-paced world that we live in, Jesus' love and compassion is needed more than ever before. It's more pertinent than it ever was. People need Jesus today. Jesus can forgive. He can heal broken hearts when nothing and no one else can, and He can restore wounded spirits as only He can. I'd like to share with you now a portion of Scripture that talks about healing, because we all need healing, body, soul, and spirit. Thank God if we've come to the Lord, our spirits are healthy, but our souls definitely need healing. I don't think there's a one of us listening that any minister preaching the gospel that cannot say they are in need of healing of the Lord. We're in the process of being transformed, changed into His image from glory to glory. And so I'd like to share with you a gospel record recorded in Luke, the 10th chapter, and actually, I'm going to start at verse 25. A lawyer came to Jesus. He tempted Him, saying, "Master, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" And so Jesus answered him, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" And the lawyer answered, said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." He was quoting correctly. And he said unto him, "Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live." But he goes on to press Jesus. He wanted to justify himself. So he asked the Lord, he said, "And who's my neighbor?" So I'm going to read now verses 30 through 37. And Jesus answering said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more when I come again, I will repay thee.' Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?" And he, this is the lawyer, said, "He that showed mercy on him." Then said Jesus unto him, "Go, and do thou likewise." Thank you, Lord, for your word. So, at this particular point in time, historically, there was a racial strife occurring between the Jews and the Samaritans. They didn't like one another very well. But here we see where there should have been racial prejudice, if you will. The Samaritan's heart went out to the man. That's the answer to the racial strife that those are trying to engender today, is God's love. And he just couldn't bear to leave that man there to die. So in doing what he did, the Samaritan who cared and helped him had a lasting effect on the wounded man's life. Not only did he live, he probably would have died without his help, but this narrative tells of a healing work. It was just a one-time work, but you know it lasted a lifetime. The Samaritan would never forget what happened, and of course the man who was saved would never forget the kindness of this stranger. Jesus forgave many during his ministry, and in turn, they served him for a lifetime. They were able to receive healing within and to realize their human worth when they saw themselves through his eyes. And beloved, that's what we need so desperately. We need to receive his healing. There are many, and I've known ministers of the gospel. They're wonderfully anointed. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. And so the anointing on a person is independent of their character or of where they are at personally, because it's the Holy Spirit using them. It's his gifts. Praise God for that. Yet, we have an individual responsibility and relationship to walk with the Lord and allow him to do a healing work so we can grow up into the very character of Christ. And we can't do that when we're hurting. It's in the very nature of man. That's why it's a survival nature. You know, when you're in physical danger, if a truck's coming and if you don't move, you're going to be hit by the truck. What's your response? You're going to move. Well, it's true within our inner life, the inner man. that the Word of God ministers to, we need to be healed there, or else we can't be loving. We can't express compassion. We can't be thinking about the concerns and needs of others. Why? Because we're preoccupied with the pain we're feeling ourselves. And so I declare that the healing of hurts and bruises and wounds of the inner man is still one of the most important healing works today. And it's not as readily visible as physical healing in many cases, but it's vital since it deals with the inner depth of a man, the inner workings of the soul. And the anointing of Jesus was to heal the brokenhearted. Beloved, wounds hurt. I'm sure if you think about it, you can remember hurtful words that were said to you as a child or many, many years ago. You can remember those things that deeply wounded you. Jesus had a ministry of healing, and that's what he's called us to. We also have a ministry of healing. He's given the gifts of the Spirit, and one of those gifts are the gifts, plural, of healing. He has commissioned us, Jesus has. We are his followers, and we're to do the same healing work in his name. In 1 John 2:27, the word says, "The anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, it is truth, and hath taught you, and ye shall abide in him." Note that it doesn't go away. That anointing which we received, it stays with us. It abides with us. And so, beloved, our primary goal is to become like Jesus. And if we would do this, the healing of wounds in the spirit and in the soul is vital. Without it, people continue to act and react according to the problems of the past. Few fully understand the severity of a wounded spirit or the danger in wounding someone else. Well, I have so much more to share, but we'll have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I do invite you to tune in at the same time, and I'll be praying for you. I invite you to write, share those needs. I thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you, my spiritual family, my radio audience, and my UCM partners who listen and pray and give so faithfully. Thank you, and God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement. For you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,